This portion of Grassroots Marketing on Location on Cannabis Radio is presented by Norick Risk. Creating unique insurance solutions for the hemp and cannabis industry is a passion of Norick Risk. Rooted in over 100 years' experience, placing custom, extra-large insurance programs worldwide. Learn more at norickrisk.com. CannabisRadio.com presents Grassroots Marketing on Location, featuring exclusive one-on-one interviews with those impacting and evolving the cannabis industry. Now, let's go on location to the 2016 NCIA Cannabis Business Summit in Oakland, California.
Welcome back, everyone. Radical Russ here, live in Oakland, California at the Cannabis Business Summit. And joining me here at the desk, we have Granddaddy Mike Grafton. He's a consultant and apparently the heavyweight champion of the world. How you doing, Mike?
I'm doing, you know, better than I have any right to expect.
That's fantastic.
You know, so I'm upbeat. I'm here experiencing, you know, the new frontier of the cannabis industry, which seems to be investing.
It seems to be. I was joking about the heavyweight championship belt. He's got this huge, it does, it looks like a pro wrestling. Or, what is going on with this? I see CBD and bud tender and all sorts of stuff on it.
Yeah, no, I this is a lifetime achievement award that you know, Mike Boris and the guys over at Nug Life Radio organized.
Okay.
And it got sponsored, and it was, you know, given to me at the Investor Summit in, you know, Hilton, in the Hilton in the Yosemite Ballroom, you know, at the big conference in Union Square. And so it was part of the reap of weed it and reap.
I like it.
So I've been weeding it for a long time in my career, and now I'm reaping with a little recognition, and you're acknowledging, yeah, the belt.
I love it. I love it. So, recently, in this area, and people may not believe this, there are still raids. There are still cops busting people for weed, even here in California. Tell us about this latest case and what you're doing about it.
Well, the latest case I'm summarizing as from stage to cage.
Okay.
Okay. Here we have Davenport Extracts. Davenport Extracts is a multiple cup-winning extract company in terms of High Times cups, HempCon cups, all over the state,
okay.
Secret Sesh cups, et cetera. Highly regarded in the industry. And when I say they went from stage, the stage was the High Times Cup Awards Sunday night. You know, they're up on the stage accepting cup awards.
Yeah.
Right? The award ceremony starts at 8 o'clock at night, and by, you know, 9 o'clock, they're winners, and by 10 o'clock, they've, you know, celebrated with their friends, and they're on the way home. And on the way home, the truck that was transporting all of the inventory from their 20 by 10 booth at the High Times Cup was stopped and raided and inspected.
Wow.
And so,
this isn't even on their brick and mortar. This is their rolling.
This is the guy who had, you know, who had the stash on the way home.
Yeah,
you know, and it belongs to, you know, the whole organization. And so, you know, that was devastating.
Yeah.
But to follow that up by, you know, waking up a judge at 3 o'clock in the morning with a phone call to get a warrant to go to Chris's house and raid Chris's house when the whole crew is assembling there, you know, dropping off the inventory from the cup and the booths and the banners and the cabinets and, you know, all of the stuff and and having their last celebration, celebration. And then each one of those people leaving the party was stopped and inspected and basically detained.
What agencies are doing this? State, local? This
looks to be, my understanding is it's Livermore Police.
Okay.
You know, and you know, that's the jurisdiction, that and Alameda County.
Is this out of the ordinary? Have people been busted leaving these cups before?
Well, you know, I really think the issue started before the cup.
Okay.
Right? I think the cup was a good opportunity, and that law enforcement, you know, took advantage of whatever intelligence they had to strike right at the right moment, right in the right place.
Gotcha.
You know, and I think that's unfortunate. But in terms of, you know, there was, a number of people that ended up, you know, and I don't know how many of your listeners out there have felt the cold steel shackles of handcuffs on their hands.
Oh, yeah.
And found themselves on the inside of a cage. Mm-hmm. But these people, you know, this crew of guys who worked together with, you know, conscientious intent And you're familiar with Davenport.
Oh, yeah.
These are open, generous people who, you know, support patients, support veterans, support, you know, children who need their medicine.
Yeah.
And there, you know, are literally thousands of people who benefit from the excellent quality that is award-winning quality.
Yes.
And this event coupled, you know, within a week of the raid at, you know, Care by Design,
right,
up in Santa Rosa, right? Arguably one of the gold standard facilities in,
yes,
this industry. And the fact that they are so CBD oriented, which is, you know, arguably, I would say, the highest and best medical product that this industry can offer the world, right? And the fact that these two raids would go after, as I say, some of the best of us, mm-hmm, raises a real question. Well, what about the rest of us?
Right.
How many of us could actually perform to the standards of these two well-recognized companies in our
industry?
It's
almost like they want to take the good ones out, so the bad ones are left to make us look bad.
Well, yeah. You know? Isn't that strange?
Yeah. You'd think they'd go after the guys that are, you know, messing stuff up and endangering people with, you know, unpurged product and so on.
Or how about maybe their priorities are leaning more towards the companies that are looking more and more, dare I say, pharmaceutical.
Mm, yeah.
Right? The companies that would most challenge their niche in the market.
Is this a case of, oh no, legalization's coming, let's get the prosecutions in while we can?
Well, you know, one has to realize that, you know, and I'm going to say something that some people don't like to hear from me, but Granddaddy Mike kind of calls it as I see it. I really believe that the man, the DEA, the state police, the narcotics folks, the cannaphobics out there, right, are taking advantage of the fact that legalization, the tide of legalization, is on the horizon. It's clear. It's going to happen. Mm-hmm. So the opportunity, that the window in which they're going to still be able to steal rather than have to buy their own weed, right?
Yeah,
is closing rapidly.
Right.
Right. So the cash cow there is going to walk away, and if you want to get while the getting is good, now's the time to do that. And the corollary to that that people don't like to hear from me is that I'm willing to acknowledge that there are snakes and psychopaths in our industry.
What?
And the timeline for them and the urgency with which they want to respond to this opportunity is definitely as equivalent as it is stimulating for the man. Mm. So beware.
Yes.
The people, the bad actors, and there are some in our industry, right, are just as avaricious and just as highly motivated and have exactly the same timeline as the people who are, you know, the prohibitches out there.
That's very, very wise.
And I'm saying again, the prohibitches out there. Will you please stop prohibition? Right?
That's a great term.
That's all I want. I mean, just please, you know, you've got cannaphobia. You know, you're the victims of a propaganda campaign that, unfortunately, you haven't taken the time to understand.
There you go.
You know.
So you're helping these guys out, I understand, with some protests.
Well, you know, here we are. I mentioned earlier the new frontier of the cannabis country is investing, right? Mm-hmm. So I would say, this is my unsolicited advice to all the people that are here that are either the minnows or the fish that are looking for the investors, or the sharks that are swimming in the same tidal currents of the rest of the industry and are coming in with, you know, funds but no experience. And into that mix, you know, we throw, and Granddaddy Mike says, your lifetime career activist award winner says,
yes, yes,
where in your corporate budget do you have a percentage laid aside for policy reform?
Ah.
Where are you going to support local cannabis activists? Where are you going to make contributions to the future lobbyists for cannabis that are going to appear all over Sacramento? Right, and which
right.
ones are you going to hire, and how are they going to represent your interests, so that we can continue to make the adjustments to ALMA that we all say are absolutely essential for it to be, you know, at all workable.
Right, right. right.
So in that regard, you know, I'm looking around at these 3,000 people here, that and there's some big money circulating in this venture, and I'm asking for donations for the $1,600 that it'll cost to charter two buses to show up here in front, right on the corner of Washington and 10th, on the side here of the Marriott, in front of the NCIA meeting, right? The buses will arrive tomorrow at 9:30, and at 10:30 we will leave, and we will go to the Pleasanton, where we'll have a rally at 11 o'clock, followed by a press conference at 12 o'clock, high noon, and a hearing that's scheduled at 1:30. We will not be staying for the hearing, and the buses will bring people right back to the same place and drop them off here. So I'm offering portal-to-portal transportation from this NCIA event. And unfortunately, you know, as much as they support the idea of my advocacy, and as good friends as, you know, Aaron Smith of NCIA are, and, you know, the Bradleys are of CCIA, neither one of them, both honor their fiduciary commitment to the exhibitors here, and therefore don't want to give me a platform to invite their attendees off-site.
Understood. Right?
And my plea to them, realistically, that there's 3,000 people here that have registered, and I only have room for 80 of them. So I only want one out of 40.
Right.
It's not a big deal. Come on, guys. I mean, and you know, their motto is advocacy. I want to let you know. It says advocacy, education. So here is an opportunity for people that from all over the world, the country, that are here, mm-hmm. if they want to become advocates in California for the day.
Yeah.
Here we're offering them portal transportation. Just consider it a field trip.
There we go.
In California rural, you know, local politics.
Okay.
And we'll pick you up at the bus. And by the way, for those of you who are listening who are out there, I'm this is not exclusively for people who are here at NCIA who are registered guests and participating in this event. If you're a local person and it's more convenient for you to get here to downtown Oakland by the Marriott and have us take you round trip in our bus, then by all means get here between 9:30 and 10:30. You know, I'm the one that's going to be saying who's getting on the bus, and I'm the kind of guy that kind of rewards people that get there early.
Right on. All right. Well, we'll let everyone know as well. I'll see a bunch of people in the morning, and we'll get it tweeted out too. So social media.
Yeah. So I encourage you to go and look up Davenport Extracts. You know, and figure out and give yourself do some due diligence in who they are. And you know, once again, and for those of you who are listening who don't want to avail yourself of the portal-to-portal bus service here from downtown Oakland, these events are at the Pleasanton Courthouse, which is 5672 Stone Ridge Drive,
okay,
in Pleasanton, California. And our buses are going to be leaving from 10th Street in Washington tomorrow morning, Wednesday, right? And for those of you that are listening, that's June 22nd.
That's right.
So tomorrow.
Tomorrow, June 22nd.
Yeah, right.
So all right.
Schedule your time for tomorrow, and we hope that we'll have a good representative turnout.
All
and,
right.
And thanks a lot for the opportunity, Russ, to talk about this. You know, I listen to your radio.
Thank you.
Yeah,
thank you.
I do. And I know, especially when a number of my friends and associates are on.
Excellent.
And they let me know
that
they're on, and so I listen.
Well, thank you so much. Granddaddy Mike, and any contact info or websites you want to tell people about before we go?
You can reach me by email at granddaddymike@gmail.com. I just caution you have to write it out as if it was three different words, so you get two sets of double D's. It's
right.
An intentional misspelling of granddaddy. If you send it with the correct spelling of Granddaddy Mike, it goes to this conservative family guy in New Jersey who really gets upset when he gets all of my cannabis emails. So please be conscientious. Two sets of double D's in granddaddymike@gmail.com.
You know, I've got a joke to go with that, but I'm going to leave it right there.
Oh, come on. No. Come on.
I'll tell you off the mic.
Okay. Thanks, Russ.
Thanks, everyone.
I look forward to that.
For joining us here. And we'll be back with more from the Cannabis Business Summit here right after this.
Thank you for listening to this edition of Grassroots Marketing on location, only on CannabisRadio.com.